Coming up, a discussion of the challenge of nation building in Libya with the former spokesperson for the U.S. State Department, P.J. Crowley, who's on the line from Pennsylvania. But we begin from the neighborhood of Hey Andalus in Tripoli. Arwa Haider joins us. Arwa, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Arwa is a doctor in Tripoli. Give us a sense of how you first heard that events over the last 24 hours were suddenly gaining momentum.
Yes, it was much quicker than we were all expecting. We were preparing for a much harder and much tougher fight over here. But alhamdulillah, everything went okay, and it was quite smooth compared with other places such as Misratan, such as Zawiya, and other places. It took much longer time. And here people were waiting for it. We were waiting and we were expecting the worst.
Well, the worst might be the fighters from Muammar Gaddafi sort of disappearing into their homes in the back streets of Tripoli to fight another day. Are you worried about that?
We're still a little bit worried, but we're hoping not. And we're trying to be careful, but I hope not.
What are you planning to do today, Arwa? It could be the first day of a liberated Tripoli, depending on what happens around Muammar Gaddafi's compound. What are your plans for today?
And as a doctor, we're trying to head as soon as possible to the hospital to help around there.
Were you one of the people, Arwa, that got news in advance? We heard that there were some sort of so-called sleeper cells in Tripoli that were armed secretly and waiting for a call to prayer as a signal to go out on the streets.
Yes, it's true. It's true. Everybody was preparing for now nearly 6 months, so everybody was waiting, and they were waiting for anyone to tell them to start. And that's what happened yesterday. Each neighborhood had a group of young men that were waiting, and after mother prayers, they started.
And was there a code? Was there a special word that was used to separate this call to prayer from another?
All they said was Allahu Akbar, God is greatest.
That's Arwa Haider, who's in the High Andalus district in Tripoli, in liberated Tripoli. Arwa, have a great first day, and I hope that you get to the hospital safely. Joining us now, P.J. Crowley, former spokesperson for the U.S. State Department. He's currently Omar N. Bradley Chair in Strategic Leadership, a joint initiative at the U.S. Army War College, Dickinson College, and the Pennsylvania State University. A euphoric voice there, P.J. Crowley, but what are your worries about the days ahead?
Well, it is a remarkable period, and as she said, it has unfolded, I think, a lot faster than we might have imagined. And we should not get ahead of ourselves. So no one knows where Gaddafi is at this point, and it remains to be seen whether his loyalists will continue to resist or will recognize the fundamental change that is happening and shift their allegiances. Both of those could happen.
Now, as we saw in Baghdad, and again, we don't want to make too straightforward a comparison here between Baghdad and Tripoli, but as we saw in Baghdad, the Ba'athists, supporters of Saddam Hussein, simply vanished into the woodwork and then followed 2 years of bloody intersectarian and sort of inter-militia rivalry in Baghdad. I mean, how are the people of Libya to prevent such a thing from happening if indeed Gaddafi's forces have just sort of vanished to fight again?
Well, there's a fundamental difference between having something that's imposed from the outside and having something that develops from the inside. I do think that there will be considerable challenges in Libya, but I look to something like Tunisia, where you did have change. People were generally supportive of that change, but then they quickly became disillusioned where there were not necessarily the fundamental changes in their day-to-day life or circumstance. So I think that's the challenge for the TNC, is how quickly can they grow from being a regionally based opposition or resistance to an entity that people have confidence in that can lead this transition in Libya.
TNC, the Transitional National Council, speaking with us, P.J. Crowley, former spokesperson for the U.S. State Department. Well, the difference between Tunisia and Libya is there was no NATO operation. I mean, what's NATO to do now to prevent the accusation from being that NATO is running the show?
Well, that's going to be a very delicate situation, and this has to be a solution for Libya that is run by Libyans and based on decisions made by Libyans. But the challenge really is, if you look at Tunisia and Egypt, during these transitions that are well underway, there were fairly strong institutions of government, more so obviously in Egypt than in Tunisia, that to help guide this in a safe and secure way. The Egyptian military, for example, is fundamentally in charge in Cairo. Because Gaddafi ruled for 42 years and would not let any kind of rival power center develop, the real question is whether there are the kinds of institutions that the TNC can draw from to be able to carry out a successful and a peaceful transition. So that remains the fundamental question. They're going to have a window of opportunity, but they're going to have to demonstrate credibly to the people of Libya that they can actually carry this off, and that will be their challenge. Obviously, their national community will need to support the TNC, and I think that these are discussions that have been going on for some weeks.
And another discussion, P.J. Crowley, is about what happens with Muammar Gaddafi and his two sons. Muammar Gaddafi, of course, we don't know where he is, but his two sons are in rebel custody. The International Criminal Court is already there, supposedly having talks with the rebels. Do you think that they should be tried at The Hague, or should they be tried inside Libya?
This is a very tough decision. It will be probably the most difficult initial decision that the TNC has to make if they capture Gaddafi, is whether to try him within the country or turn him over to the ICC.
Does the Colin Powell famous line, if you break it, you own it, apply here in Tripoli, Libya?
No, it doesn't, because the Libyans have carried this off. They're the ones that have convinced the international community to support them. But this is their revolution. This is not the international community invading Libya.
P.J. Crowley, former spokesperson for the U.S. State Department. He's the Omar N. Bradley Chair in Strategic Leadership and Joint Initiative among the United States Army War College, Dickinson College, and the Pennsylvania State University. P.J., thanks so much.
All right, guys.